we get things underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the program a great friend of the show, the multi-talented entertainer, John Davidson, joins us. Hello there, John.
Hi, Rich. It's good to be downtown.
Good to have you along with us. How are you surviving during this strange time we're all living through?
Man, I wish I had, people who might have seen me on television over the years might think that I would have some advice or might be looking to me for inspiration as to how to do the quarantining or whatever. I have no advice at all. I have no inspiration. I have been so, Rich, I've been very depressed, quite honestly. I'm putting together my new show for next year. You know, I perform still ever since the television shows went off. That's incredible. And Hollywood Squares and hosting beauty pageants and the Tonight Show and all that. Then I've been performing. I've gone back to my live shows, which is my favorite thing to do. Had to cancel, of course, all my shows last year. But I'm creating a show for next year that I hope I'm going to get to perform sometime next year. I don't know how. It's hard to keep your head on straight, isn't it, for all of us, and imagine that life is going to somehow come back someday, and that we're going to have a normal life again, and that we're going to be able to do anything close to what we used to do. I confess to being I've lost my way. I don't know how to put things together to try to go forward. I admire people who can do that.
Well, it's so hard, especially, well, for everybody, but especially performers, to not to be able to do the thing that you love to do. We were looking forward to seeing you up here in Maine earlier in the summer, and of course, that didn't happen. But you have been keeping busy, and I love the new project that you sent me, that you worked along with your friend, the very talented playwright and lyricist, Ernest Thompson.
Well, yeah, he wrote the song called Live Free or Die, taking the John Stark comment, Live Free or Die, which, of course, is on all the license plates here in New Hampshire, and he wrote a song to it, and I heard it, and I said, could I record that? And he said, I'll give you an exclusive on it, so I have the rights to it. I did what I think is a great recording, and then we did a video produced by a buddy of mine, Dan Ryan. And if you're going to play the song, they won't see the video. But I live, you know, in Sandwich, outside of Meredith here, and I would love to make this the theme song of New Hampshire. Of course, one of the great things about living in New Hampshire is it's right next to Maine.
Well, yes, absolutely. But it's wonderful. The song is great. Your performance is terrific, and Dan's video is absolutely beautiful.
Well, can you play the song on your show?
We have it. Yeah, do it. Should we listen to it right now?
Sure.
Let's do that. All right, yeah, here we go. Let's give a listen.
In the hills of New Hampshire, on a crystal autumn day, if you're looking for adventure, then it's sure to come your way. Meet me north of Henniker, I think you know the spot I mean. See halfway to Canada and every mountain in between. New Hampshire is calling, as she always calls to me. In my thoughts I'm on the Androscoggin, or I'm walking by the sea. I'm hiking to the top of Mount Monadnock, biking to Ossipee. Down the back roads of New Hampshire is where I long to be. I'm going home to New Hampshire, where the gray blue heron soars across the sky. If you've ever seen it, you know why we mean it. When we raise our battle cry, live free. Live free or die. when it's spring in New Hampshire. Won't you meet me one chill dawn, when the mist is in the pasture beside a golden pond. We'll track up old Mount Washington, we'll float the summer streams, count the covered bridges crossing them, I still see them in my dreams. When snowflakes are falling and the penny starts to freeze, we'll dust off our trusty old toboggan and go cut our Christmas tree. We'll skate across the lake to Center Harbor, awake in the winter breeze. Then we'll gather on the cozy fire, sip some hot cider, beer and brie. I'm going home, home to New Hampshire, where the gray blue heron soars across the sky. If you've ever seen it, you know why we need it. When we raise our banner high, live free, live free, live free in New Hampshire. Live free or die, live free, live free, live free in New Hampshire. Live free or die.
That's it.
Yeah. I want to move south now. That's great.
Well, of course, it's not Maine. It's not Maine, but it's New Hampshire. So I love Maine, too. My goodness, I've been going to Maine since I was, 12. And I have great memories of going up to Old Orchard Beach, especially in Maine. I don't know which way your program goes. Do you go to Old Orchard Beach?
If the wind is right, sure.
my dad was a Baptist preacher, and he used to be the chaplain at a Bible camp up there in Old Orchard Beach there in the early 50s. Yeah.
The video is great, and as someone that grew up here in vacation land, when we took summer vacations, our vacations were in New Hampshire. Almost every year, we took a trip to New Hampshire. So anybody that grew up like me and did that, there's a lot of sites in that video that look very, very familiar. The covered bridges and the mountains of the White Mountains of New Hampshire. The beautiful video.
Thanks. Yeah, Dan Ryan is a wonderful producer, and he worked a lot on the show called New Hampshire Chronicle, which is a little bit like your 207 there in Maine, called Maine 207. What's it called? Maine 207.
Yeah, just 207. And which, by the way, they reran your episode recently. That was great to see again.
Yeah, I was proud of that. I thought that I didn't see the rerun, but. Yeah, I can't think of the host's name on that show right now, but he's so good.
Rob Caldwell.
Yeah, he was wonderful. You know, I can tend to talk a lot, and you handle me very well, and he handled me very well as well.
I want to talk about another video project that you posted on social media that I just loved, and you did it with your daughter and son-in-law, a wonderful video called Slow Down.
Yeah, my son-in-law is dean of students. He's one of the deans at Berklee School of Music in Boston, and he's been writing songs and producing them. He calls his group the Social Distance Club because they started. He and his wife, he and my daughter, started doing this while they were quarantining. So he's got like 12 tunes. It's what would you call it? It's techno pop, I guess. It's kind of it's not rap, but it's techno pop. But he's got me dancing, and it's just a crazy video. People can find it on YouTube. It's called Slow It Down, and it's crazy. They even got me to put my hair in a bun. What's it called?
A man bun.
A man bun.
But I tell you what, you had the moves. You put Tom Cruise to shame.
No. Matter of fact, I did do that move from Risky Business where he slides on the floor in his underwear, with his shirt and his underwear. And the first time I did it, I fell right on my butt, and I thought I'd crack my hip. You know,
oh God,
I'm 78 now, and I got to be careful not falling down on my hips. You know, you hear so many people having to have hip replacements. But I was trying to do a Tom Cruise move, and I sort of got that part. But I guess I sort of proved that white guys can have rhythm.
John Davidson with us here on Downtown. We played it on the show a couple of months back. You also did a wonderful recording of a song a friend of yours wrote called Let Me Take You for a Ride.
Yeah, Let Me Take You for a Ride Tonight. Yeah. Rich, I'm you're right. You remind me that you've tried to help me. You've tried to help this old career so many times. You know, I've had a great career. It's been great. And now I just do my little shows with my guitar. I play Stone Mountain there in Maine and a lot of places around and Jackson. And I can't think of the, is it called Jackson Hall?
Johnson Hall in Gardner. That's where I saw
Johnson
you last
Hall
year. Yeah.
In Gardner. Yeah. And I've had a lot of great shows in Maine, but I'm enjoying my career. I love doing what I do. I play a lot of the places that Tom Rush plays, I'm enjoying this part of my career. But I think you're trying to make me famous again. I may not happen.
But you never went away. You've been there all along.
Well, sort of. I'm just a guy who loves doing what he's doing.
But you know what? I'm so impressed with, and having seen you a couple of times in concert now, what I've been impressed with and what I've said to other people to get them to go see your live shows is the energy, the connection to the audience is the absolute same at Johnson Hall in Gardner, Maine, as it would be if you were on a main stage in Vegas, because you're a pro and you bring your A game every time.
That's right, but when I'm performing live, I've got a motor running inside my head. It's a little bit like I always felt that Robin Williams had this motor going constantly. I have that. I feel that someone's got to be keeping the store all the time. You can't, and I feel that they could leave. They could just get up and walk out any minute, and so you've got to keep them interested, and you've got to work on your craft and try to touch people with what you're doing, and that's the whole point. That's what I miss the most, is not performing. And I hope that we get a vaccine in like January or February, and that maybe if enough people will take this vaccines are a good thing, that we can get this COVID down, so that maybe we can open up our entertainment venues by next May or June or July, you know, but it's going to be that long. I hope I haven't gone crazy by that point.
Well, a vaccine and some therapeutics too, some ways to treat people that get sick, so you can mitigate things a little bit. But I'm optimistic. Part of that hinges on what happens on November 3rd. I think that might help a lot, getting us to where we need to be.
Yeah, I do too. I don't mean to get political on your show, but yeah, I think there is a brighter day coming, and I'm so excited about this this election. But let's not get political.
I do want to mention a couple other things. You've got a brand new edition of your newsletter out that people can subscribe to if they'd like to know what's going on in your world and keep up to date.
I do, and I'm doing cameos. I just did a cameo this morning. I do about one a day. I stopped doing it for a while when COVID hit, and I was just kind of just so down with it all. But I'm doing cameos again now. Birthday greetings. Something happens great in the office. You want to congratulate somebody, or anniversary, or if you just want to say, I love you to somebody, I'd be glad to help you say that, sing them a song or do that. I love doing the cameos. It's a creative way to do. They're about a minute and a half, sometimes as much as 2 minutes, but a short message to anybody you love or you care about or you want to send an inspirational message to. I love doing that. I love writing them, and I feel like I'm producing a little show.
It's not as good as the live performance, but have you found that Cameo and the videos and stuff is a way to sort of feed that need for interaction with an audience that I would assume every entertainer has that?
Well, I don't know what it is. I think it's pitiful. It's a sickness, really, that I have to do this. Not every performer has that. I've got a comedian friend, Jim Teeter, who lives in Florida and married to a very wealthy lady, and he loves being retired and not performing. And I said, well, don't you miss that? The audience reaction, don't you love that? See, I was a very shy kid. If you'd known me when I was in my teens, even and up 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and into my teens, I was very shy. I wasn't in theater arts. I was the quiet kid at the party. And when I got to college, I found a way that I could get people's attention, which is what we all sort of like, but I didn't know how to do it. And so I was able to take to the stage, and the theater arts helped me to get out of my own way. And I might encourage young people or anybody listening, if you think of it as role playing. When I'm on stage, I think that I'm playing a character named John Davidson, and I think, well, why would anybody want to come see me? I'm just a stupid guy who's trying to get out of his own way. But maybe if I create a character called John Davidson using parts of myself, it's not dishonest, it's just using parts of myself. I think everybody when Rich Kimball comes to the microphone, you become Rich Kimball.
Right. Oh, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not like this when you're just sitting around. You may be boring, but you're never boring on your show. and you become, I think people do that when they're executives or when they work in a barbershop or when they're in whatever line of work you do.
Well, it's so interesting you mentioned that, because I work my full-time job. I'm a teacher, a high school teacher, and a high school theater arts director as well. And I remember years ago, we took the Myers-Briggs personality test. And I came out as an introvert. And I had people say, well, how can you be an introvert? You do plays, you're on the radio. And I said, well, I'm a professional extrovert. I get paid to be an extrovert. But in my real life, I'm an introvert.
Yeah. But that's what theater arts programs can do for people. And that's why I hate to see, a lot of schools are cutting back. Well, we got to do science and math. Well, yeah, it's important to be able to add and to know about science. But theater arts develops you as a person, and your testimony to that, and I am too. It really helped me get out of my own way.
And the confidence that it gives, and I've had kids 20 years later who say, I haven't done a play since high school, but in my job now, I am so comfortable standing up in front of my peers and speaking in a meeting or speaking before large groups, because that's the confidence that I got doing theater.
Yeah, and it's role playing. You just think of yourself as a person who would do this and play that role. Of course, it's you, but it's okay to do that. Yeah.
Well, you do it so well, and it's always a treat for us to get to see you live, and we look forward to that day, hopefully not too far down the road, when we can get you back here to the state of Maine and do it all again. But in the meantime, we always appreciate you squeezing out a little time for us on the radio, John.
Well, thanks. It's not like I'm real busy. I'm going crazy here. We all are. But I'm fortunate to have some savings and to have a home and a shelter and food but boy, this is, there's a lot of people really hurting right now. My heart goes out to those that are really facing some tough times. Let's get through this and go forward.
Absolutely. Yeah. John, so good
anyway,
to talk with you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And thanks for playing Live Free or Die. And hopefully that'll become the state song of New Hampshire. And I'll sing it for the legislature.
That'll be fantastic. We'll put you right up there where the old man in the mountain used to be.
That's right. They took that down, didn't they?
It fell down, but you'll last longer than that, I have no doubt.
Yeah, I want to be the old man in the mountain. Yeah.
John, thank you so much. Be well, stay safe, and we'll talk with you again very soon.
Thanks, Rich. Hi, everybody in Maine. Bye.
See you, John. John Davidson with us on Downtown.